Recent weeks have seen a number of public meetings with much public comment about an Albany Common Council resolution to ban tear gas from use in the city, with an amendment allowing for use only in the case of hostage situations. We listen in now on public comments from the April 5th hearing on the matter.
Good evening. My name is Thomas Muller. I'm a member of the Albany community. I'm an educator, I'm a counselor, and I'm an individual who's been involved on the ground throughout the summer helping our people to demonstrate their concern around some of the things that have been taking place in regards to how Black and brown people have been treated by the police department. With that said, it's come to our attention that there is local law C that is coming about to the city council put forth by Mr. Shea, which I first would like to thank you, Mr. Shea, for really pushing this through public safety and all of those who served on the public safety committee. I want to speak in favor of passing local law C as is unamended, meaning that the city would ban outright chemical weapons used against our people, as well as the use of rubber bullets. Many of you have seen what has happened when the city police department has decided to use these against its own people. It's sad, it's disheartening, and it helps to build a further distrust of the police department. It's something that we should not have anybody exposed to. And I firmly believe that we need to make sure these type of militant forces are not used against community members. Now, I know there is an amendment that's being introduced to severely limit the use of chemical weapons. I believe it was in terms of like a hostage situation. I still believe that we should be banning these weapons altogether. I don't see how using tear gas in a hostage situation would do anything to help anybody, including the hostage. It clearly further puts more lives in danger. And I believe we really need to take a look at further de-escalation techniques, which should be employed by the police department. And I think as many have seen, including several members of the council who were on the ground last year and were even caught up in the melee, have seen how there was a complete lack of de-escalation tactic used. The police department's own policies as far as telling people that they were going to employ the use of tear gas was not used. And after watching the public safety meeting in which the police department and chief commented that out of all of they've learned through the past year is that they were going to get a bigger speaker, I think that really leaves me as a community member wondering if these weapons are left in place, are they going to be used when they should not be? And I believe that it leaves many community members with that question in their minds. So I fully would support the council moving forward with a complete ban of these weapons, which should not be used against our community members to begin with. Furthermore, I would hope that the city council would encourage the police department to further learn de-escalation techniques that would help to quell any further demonstrations that could get out of hand. Thank you.
My name is Lauren Manning. I am a lifelong resident of Albany, New York. And I too am here to express support, speaking personally as a resident, for a full ban on tear gas and rubber bullets and other kinetic munitions. The proposed legislation started as a full ban. Now we have a ban with exceptions due to fears of a few over one specific incident. There will always be scary things that happen that cause fear in some people. However, we cannot ignore the actual harm caused to many more in an effort to legislate away the what ifs and the fears of a few. I was also concerned 2 weeks ago because it seems that the Albany Police Department's position is to be asking us as a community to choose one state violence over another state violence. They would like us to believe that these are our choices and that there are no alternatives, but this is just not true. There are alternatives, such as listening to the community, Black and brown people in particular. In the future, if there are protests, instead of trying to disperse them we can just try to ensure as a police department that they don't turn violent. People who think that force is being used against them most certainly will respond in force or lash out in other angry ways. We as a city need to reconsider how we use such harmful agents. Members of this community deserve protection from injury and poisoning by their city. And I would ask that there be a full ban on tear gas in this city. Thanks.
And I believe Ms. Manning was going to make comments also on behalf of Alice Green.
So this statement is from the executive director of the Center for Law and Justice, Dr. Alice Green. The Center for Law and Justice believes it is important for local law C to very narrowly define any exception to a ban on the use of tear gas. The proposed exception for a situation that involves a hostage in danger of physical harm or loss of life would appear to be a reasonable inclusion in the law. However, the center opposes any broad language, such as an exception for dangerous situations, as this would set the stage for tragic results based on erroneous perceptions of danger by individual officers. It was a later unsubstantiated claim of danger that led to the death of George Floyd. It was a later unsubstantiated claim of danger that led to the paralyzing of Elazar Williams. Any exceptions for the ban on the use of tear gas must be very narrowly defined in local law C. Thank you.
My name is Steven Negron. As a community activist and as somebody that was very active last year, and I got to firsthand see the effects of tear gas and rubber bullets, while also understanding the fact that the tear gas that was deployed against protesters largely didn't really affect the protesters as much as it did the residents in the Arbor Hill, because as the police department indiscriminately were throwing canisters, they didn't really think about the fact that even after the protesters left that area, that gas remained and it poured into the houses of residents. To kind of reiterate and to repeat a similar point that has been made repetitively throughout the night, tear gas and rubber bullets need to be banned. There's not much trust between APD and the community that they serve right now, and it's mainly because of instances like this. So as a city, if we can ban these uses and make the community feel a little bit safer, and if we can really emphasize de-escalation tactics, if we can emphasize community policing, we want the same things that everyone else wants. We want to bridge the gap between the police and the community, but we need a police that isn't aggressive and that isn't so willing to cause harm to the community that they're supposed to serve.
The ban, with an amendment allowing for use of tear gas in hostage situations, goes before a council vote on April 19th.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just would ask everybody to, hear me out. Tonight and through the last several weeks, we have heard people from my community where these protests took place speak out adamantly against the use of tear gas and rubber bullets. And I just would like to ask my colleagues to think about, not only the act of that night, which we heard many different horror stories, but, the residue that was left over, just how people could speak about that night like it was just yesterday. And I think that we have to ask more of our police in dangerous situations, on a personal level. My family member Dante Ivy, his birthday was this week. That is a loss that, our family and our community will never recover. And we took some steps to try to ensure that, that another family wouldn't be in that situation. And I just think that trauma, we are a city that is dealing with many different forms and level of trauma. And to have this added on top of it is a situation that could have been avoided. And we don't need to have situations that could have been avoided not be avoided. And I think that it's not often that you hear people speak so passionately about something that they're against. And I just will hope that we keep in mind
that it's not often that you hear people speak.
I will hope that we will keep in mind, you know, people's 100% opposition against the use of tear gas and rubber bullets. And I just want to thank you for your time tonight. Thank you.
That final speaker was Councilman Derek Johnson of Albany South End. I'm Paul Smart, reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.